This is pretty cool. I just got to see the sound check from the 1975. We're down here in the basement of In the Venue, and I'm sitting down with Maddie. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Now, last time we chatted, you guys had just gotten done being on Conan.
Yeah.
And I was sitting in my kitchen, and you were sitting backstage. So this is a lot better being face-to-face, I think.
Yeah, I think so. It's more apt, yeah.
Yeah. I just got to say, seeing you guys perform for the first time live, and that was just a sound check. I know you guys weren't really, you know.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Oh, thank you, man. We were just messing around.
No, I know. That's what I think is so awesome about it, just seeing you guys just kind of mess around. Now I'm excited for the show tonight.
Oh, no, it should be good. I'm really looking forward to it myself.
Tell me, what have you guys been up to since Conan?
Since Conan? Well, we haven't stopped touring. We've been, we finished off our American tour. We went back and did our kind of festival season in the UK and Europe, and then we came back to America a couple of weeks ago. We've been on tour ever since. We're doing Jimmy Kimmel next week, so we've got another one of those shows coming up. It's just been crazy. It's just been a whirlwind of kind of. We haven't stopped. We haven't had a day off since I last spoke to you. So, yeah.
You're looking forward to a day off?
I get one in Los Angeles soon, in like a week, but that's the only day off, the only foreseeable day off. I'm very looking forward to it.
And what do you do? What do you do on a day off?
I think my mum's going to be out there, so I might see her.
Oh, really?
I'd like to. I haven't seen her in a while.
So just go hang out with your mom?
Oh, yeah, see my mom a little bit, and then, I don't know, go and see what LA has to offer me at night.
Oh, that's great. That's cool. A little mother-son time in Los Angeles.
For sure. You don't get a lot. You don't get any of that time when you're on the road, obviously. You don't get to see your family. You're very, very rarely, anyway.
Pretty tight with your family?
Very tight with my family, yeah. Very, I think a lot of that is kind of discussed in the narrative of the album, especially.
Yeah.
A strong relationship with my family. And I try and prioritize as much as my time to try and see them, but it's very difficult when you're as busy as we are.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when that's your first day off in forever, yeah. You talk to them pretty frequently, or is it just a, hey, I'm doing a band, I love you guys, and I'll talk to you when I get a sec?
Yeah, it's kind of a bit like the latter, to be honest with you. But we go for dinner whenever we're in London and stuff like that, so.
Girls, that music video is awesome.
Thank you.
And just came out, what, yesterday, I want to say? A couple days ago?
Yeah, it came out yesterday, I think, yeah.
And I checked just before I came down here to talk to you, like over 100,000 views in a couple of days.
I haven't even seen that. It's amazing. Yeah, I mean, the girls' video is, I think, the delirious rise of our band like over the past 8 months is, it's kind of ridiculous. The fact that we're kind of like becoming pop stars is just a bit silly. I think we wanted to make a music video that represented how silly everything is and how silly music videos are. And wanted to make a video about not making a video, not wanting to make a video, because everyone thought that's what was happening with the Sex video, where we did it in color. Everyone was like, oh, they're conforming to a major label. And because we so weren't, we got really obsessed with that idea, and we were like, right, well, let's make a video about conforming to a major label.
Is it funny how people come after you with like that? Like, it's like, oh, now those guys have sold out. And you're like, no, we haven't.
Oh, people will say what they want. But I mean, you know, your fans normally stick up for you. I mean, the internet's a breeding ground for idiots. So you can't get upset about anything that's said about you. I think, we can't sell out because we have full creative control of everything that we do. So it would be impossible anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too worried about anything that's said.
Yeah. Do you read much of the stuff that people say online, or do you try and keep yourself away from it?
Well, I used to and say that I didn't. I used to read it all the time and say, oh, but I don't really read reviews. And then I learned that I think a lot of people are actually telling the truth who say that, because you have such an identity crisis when you start doing that. You have so many conflicting ideas of who you are and what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
when you're reading really polarizing opinions about your art and your personality. I just stay away from it. I don't really care anymore. We're just making records, you know. I'm just focused on the second album and making sure all of our shows are as good as possible.
And you guys, did I read right that you were quoted as saying something like you already have 7 songs for your new album, something like that?
Well, yeah, but I mean, we already had 7 songs for the new album by the time the last album came out. So we don't really stop writing. We've got, you could technically say we've got 30 songs, but I don't know if any of them are going to get used.
Yeah. Do you find time while you're on the road? How do you guys find time
to
write?
That's all we have to. The only thing I do now really is write and play. Experience something, document it, write about it.
Does that get? I mean, that seems like working all the time. Eventually, a candle goes out, or no?
Probably, but not for now. I don't know, man. You know, nothing behind me, everything ahead of me, as is such on the road. That's Jack Kerouac, isn't it? And I think that's kind of the same with me. I've got like a creative existence now. I don't have a home anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I live on a bus. I tour the world and I play music as a job. I think if I really want to have a true creative existence, I need to do that for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Just work flat out, because it'll teach me what like working actually is, because I don't really know what I mean. Working hard, I've never really worked hard. I didn't work hard on that album because I enjoyed it so much.
Seemed like it wasn't even work then.
No, not at all. It is occasionally now, but not in a creative, not in the kind of creative sense.
Is there any sort of shyness that you have towards being really honest? That's what one of the things I love about your guys' lyrics. Are you ever afraid that you're maybe making yourself too vulnerable as you put it out in the lyrics?
Suppose so, yeah. But then again, that fear bleeds back into the music. You know, the fear of kind of being judged. Nobody likes being judged.
Mm-mm.
But I think I was writing lyrics for our band way before anybody knew who we were. So I was never harbored with any of them questions. Am I being too honest? Is this palatable? Because I wasn't getting a response. No one was hearing it. And I don't think that'll change now, because it's become such a part of who I am, that I think that's kind of it's my duty to everything to be a kind of distillation of everything that preceded it.
So the writing process for you guys then, is it, I mean, you said you go and kind of experience and then you write about it. So is it like are you in experiences looking for something to write about, or are you experiencing and then writing about
it? Yeah, it's always retrospective. The idea, the genesis always comes from the moment, because of my obsession with conversation and the idea that there's such a conversational element to the way that the songs are structured. The kind of idea of the situation is something that I'm very obsessed with, so I tend to write about things retrospectively but remember the moment and use literal quotations to describe the moment, you know, like bits of conversation, for example.
And always one of the other things that I really appreciate about your music is even if it's not necessarily a passionate subject, you can just tell that there's so much passion behind the experience and your telling of the experience as well.
Thank you.
So I think that's... Have you ever had an experience or been writing and be like, oh man, this is too personal?
Yeah, a couple of times. It's been happening very recently. Not too personal, but too hard to... Especially with me, the way that I write, because if I write about sex so bluntly or relationships so bluntly, you know, writing about death and loss that bluntly is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to sit there with a guitar and sing very earthy words that really mean a lot to you. I've been writing, you know, one of the next songs on the record's about my nana, who passed away last year. And I loved her, and I find it really difficult to write a song about her.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of rewarding, I suppose, at the same time. You get it out, innit? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Speaking again about you know, you talk about sex, your song about, you know, your song sex and all these passionate relationships and things like that. Is it a difficult thing for you being on the road so much, where you don't really get that opportunity to have, you know, those kind of close relationships? Or do you have someone that...
I think, well, yeah, I do, but I think that it's changing, you know. The narrative of the next record will be different, because it'll be about different experiences. I think that I think the first record was very kind of self-deprecating and self-aware and quite like... There was a kind of a searching within oneself. There was the element of that in the record. Whereas I think that this next record will probably be coming to more of a kind of reflective, coming to terms with like maybe the understanding of who I am a bit more. Because I think I was looking for who I was in the first record. Second one, maybe me be coming to terms with it a little bit.
And when do we know when that'll come out already?
2 years to the day from when the first one came out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Is that, so that is already worked out and people can look forward to that? 2 years to the day. That's great.
One
other thing that I wanted to ask you is, you mentioned it's been kind of a whirlwind since you guys started, right? I mean, if you look back a year ago and then see where you guys are now, it's like, you know, people are, you know, coming to the table and, it, you know, there's a whole line of people here ready for you. Has there been anything that surprised you in the last year or something that you went, oh man, I didn't think it would be like this?
Everything. You imagine it all, but you never genuinely believe it's going to happen. You have so many predetermined ideas of what success is like and therefore what success is. I think you soon realize that the material and statistical things that you acquire, they're actually quite brittle in regards to aiding yourself if you're a person who's kind of, I don't know, looking for salvation or looking for true happiness. You reckon when your band isn't big, when you get a number one album and all these kind of things, you think that's the validation that you want. It doesn't mean anything. What really matters, the only thing that's going to happen is like a connection with other people, with other human beings, regardless of whether you're religious, regardless of whether anything. The only thing that's actually going to happen is interaction with other human beings. That's the only thing we're going to experience. So I just like kind of enriching that process. And the more I get to do that, and the more prouder I am of us in what we, for what we're doing creatively, that's all I really care about. Everything else is just really flattering. But it's not really important, is it?
Are you yourself a pretty religious person?
Not at all. I'm a firm atheist. I'm not a tyrant. I'm not a cynic. But I don't believe in anything blindly supernatural. Therefore, I find it difficult to be religious. I could talk about religion at length, but I don't think it's probably the best idea.
Well, sometimes people will say, you know, there's a couple of things you shouldn't talk about: religion and politics.
Well, I do talk about religion in some of the music. We have a song called Antichrist, for example. Maybe a bit of an aggressive title, but it's not necessarily the meaning. I don't know. It's like Keats, isn't it? It just frustrates me, religion, a little bit. Like I think it was Keats that said, "Why can't people look at their garden and be amazed without having to believe there's fairies at the bottom of it?" You know, we're part of this incredible tapestry of life, this wonderful biological evolutionary wonder that is life and the world, and yet people, that's not good enough for people,
right?
You know what I mean? It's not, and it's not even the wonderment anyway.
No, you go there if you want to go there.
Well, it's not, I don't, the pop, it's not my position as a pop star to if I can make people slightly more conscientious, that's one thing. It's not my job to go on about religion and politics and stuff like that.
You're pretty eloquent and pretty philosophical. Does that come from family? Is it just being introspective and with your music? Or where does that kind of stem from?
I don't know. It's just the way that I perceive the world. I mean, I'm no different to my friends. We're all very similar. I think I care a lot about life. I care a lot about love. That's definitely come from my family. We love each other. We tell each other we love each other every day. We, like, the idea of just people... You know, the only thing that I'm really passionate about is the idea of people harbouring their experience on this planet due to predetermined ideas of things that are just... That don't really mean anything. Like, people... Like, religions... I don't know. I don't care about people believing in God. If you want to have faith, that's a good thing. I think that's a positive thing. Yeah. Believe in God, that's fine. It's when it starts infringing on people's liberties. So when it starts telling you that homosexual people are immoral, or where it starts dictating morality to a race of beings that wouldn't have gotten that far if we needed it. You know what I mean? We wouldn't have got this far if we were just going to murder each other before biblical scriptures came around.
Right.
It's nonsense. Anyway, it's an interview about music.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to see the show tonight, and wish you guys the best of success. Jimmy Kimmel next week, and
that's
then
right.
As you work towards everything with the new album, can't wait to have that out. And yeah, enjoying, like I said, girls, if you haven't checked that out yet, people Thanks. Listening, go check out that video. It's great. Anything else that I should ask you about, or anything else coming up on... We need to let
and
people
we'll
know
about. We'll
be announcing
a big American tour that'll run from April until June of next year. We'll be announcing that as soon as this one finishes.
Great. Yeah. Great to have you. Thank you so much for taking a couple minutes.